Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in a schoolyard.
Podcast.
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Danny.
Welcome aboard the Chris and Danny podcast.
Well, good to be aboard, Danny.
We're also going to welcome aboard Shoddy Muklashi. He is in the background right now. You'll probably hear him in guitar form. You hear him, Chris?
Yes.
So what we're going to do today, Christopher, is a while back, Shoddy Muklashi was in here and he wanted to do the Pepsi Coke challenge. He was sufficiently confident that he would be able to tell the difference and that he hates Pepsi. So our plan...
Now, which one of them is our sponsor, Pepsi or Coke?
Well... I'm not sure which one's our sponsor, but Shoddy's going to be enjoying the cool, crisp, clean flavor of Pepsi and also drinking Coke.
Hmm.
But I don't know which one's our sponsor.
That sounds delicious.
Do we know how this is going to work?
I know how it's going to work. I'm going to blindfold you.
Okay.
We're going to have two cups.
So wait a minute. You're going to be pouring Pepsi or Coke into a plain cup. The cup's not labeled Pepsi or Coke, but we still need to wear blindfolds?
Yeah. I just want Shoddy to be blindfolded. It's kind of like a power thing that I have. And not even blindfold.
You might also know the way.
I also don't want him to wear a blindfold. I want him to wear these eye masks that my girlfriend leaves over here that she sleeps with. I just want to see what Shoddy looks like in one of them. We're not going to do both cups Pepsi. And we certainly don't have any RC Cola hidden in the room.
Let's do it.
Are you still confident, Shoddy?
I'm a little nervous.
So who's going to pour it? Chris, you want
to? I want to do the test, too.
Oh, okay. So you both are going to do that. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to blindfold both of you. Put your blindfold on, Chris.
I'll blindfold myself.
And don't peek. That goes for you, Shoddy. You have it on upside down,
Shoddy. What are we going to be peeking at, anyway?
I don't know. Yeah. Me pouring the... There you go.
That's totally how Danny pours Pepsi.
Okay.
Really,
now, Shoddy, come over here. You're going to sit in this chair. And Chris and you are just going to talk for a minute while I prepare.
All right. What were you playing there, Shoddy?
Nothing. Just.
You're just jamming on the one.
Jamming on the one.
I can't see how far my head away is from the microphone, so.
Do we have a, like a resetter beverage for in between?
What do you mean?
You need like coffee or something.
What?
We in between
spray some cologne on his tongue.
What the? You didn't bring the Coke up here?
I didn't bring anything.
Oh, now we already know you just poured Pepsi.
You don't know that. I could be messing with you.
I know the way the Pepsi fizz is too.
Hang on. Oh, okay, here it is. You guys should still be talking about... This is still supposed to be interesting.
Well, we didn't start out interesting. I didn't know we were going to change gears.
Yeah. All right, we almost have everything poured. I can hear which one is Coke.
That sounds more full-bodied like Coca-Cola.
No. All right.
It sounds heavier.
Hang on. So, all right, what's the... I'm going to just hand this to you now. This is the first cup.
Okay.
Just take a small sip of it and then hand it to Chris.
I'm going to drink after him.
Why?
What you think it is because I don't want you to influence me.
Don't say anything.
And hang me the side where your lip hasn't touched.
I'll hand it to you.
Okay. The side his lip hasn't touched.
You can't look.
I'm not looking. The flap.
Don't say it.
Nothing.
Okay.
Just as I handed it to you, Chris.
I got my answer.
Now, hang on.
Hmm.
These are new?
These are brand new. I just opened these. And first of all, I have my ass. Yeah. That I handed it to you with the side that Shadi drank out of.
Fucking asshole. All
right,
okay. No, now, Chris goes first.
This is the other one, right? Chris, you're not just handing us.
No, I just went down.
Well, I definitely know the answer. I'm positive. Huh. There's no doubt in my mind.
Really?
Well, Shadi has to go first because he's the confident one.
Can we write it down in a secret ballot?
Okay. Well, you can just whisper it to me, Chris. Whispering into the podcast.
Can I take my blind? All right, Shadi, plug yours. I'm a whisper to the podcast audience. Number one. Did you hear me, Shadi?
I can hear you.
Don't just whisper quietly.
I'm gonna whisper. Number one. Can you hear me, Shadi?
No.
Number one was Pepsi. That is all.
Okay. Shadi.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can answer now too.
I don't have to whisper.
That's no.
True. I'm not confident about this.
Really?
Yeah, the first cup, it tasted not fizzy enough to be Coke.
Okay.
Not powerful enough. And that's why I asked if it was a new bottle. And I was like, well, if this is new, this is Pepsi. But the other one, the second one, tasted even...
Why don't you guys tell me to take my blindfold off?
I think the first one was Coke.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I did the trick that you told me not to do with both Pepsi.
I thought the second one tasted a little Pepsi, but the first one was definitely Pepsi. I didn't say the second one was not Pepsi. All I whispered was the first one was definitely Pepsi.
Okay, let's do it again. Blindfolds on.
I thought they were both Pepsi-ish.
I thought the first one was definitely Pepsi, too. And then I was disappointed in the whole thing.
That means I drank after Shadi twice.
They both taste bad. I'm not saying Pepsi tastes bad. I'm just saying I don't know who your sponsor is. But
all right, Shadi first. Chris.
I have my answer.
Hang on, I'm giving you another cup.
What's going on here? Yeah, it's all blending now.
It's like a ritual.
I should be narrating. Shadi was drinking and Chris was drinking there.
Okay.
I'm going to count to three and you guys both say number one or number two for which you thought.
Let's just say number one and then we'll both say what we think it was.
Yeah, number one. I'm going to say number one and you both think.
This is number one.
This is number one.
One, two, three, then we go. Ready?
One, two, three.
Coke.
Okay, number two. One, two, three.
Coke.
Wrong. Number one was half Pepsi, half Coke.
That you're defeating the purpose of the challenge.
All right. This is
can we do it straight up?
The audience is losing interest.
This is going to be the real one. I promise this will be the real one.
Jesus.
This isn't funny to people that can only listen.
It's only funny to me.
It's not funny to anyone.
It's funny to me because I'm in control of you two.
But we're expecting this.
Yeah, well, I still enjoy it. I don't care if you expect it. You expect horrible jokes from me. I always make those.
How about this?
This was it. This is real.
I probably just drink straight out of the 2-liter.
There you go. Wait.
What? I got it.
Okay. This is number one. Shadi's taking a drink. This is the official one. I swear to God, these are both straight up, not any mixtures, and they're the two different drinks. I swear.
All right.
All right. Shadi took a drink. Now Chris is taking a drink. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Shadi, this is your second drink, which I swear is different and not a mixture. Chris, your second one. All right, Chris took his drink. Are you both confident in your answers?
Pretty confident.
I think so.
Okay, we're going to say what you thought your first drink was on three.
1, 2, 3.
Pepsi.
Yep.
Ha ha.
Because the second one tasted better. The
second one tastes like shit.
No, it... Still, I even think, like, it's more drastic with can.
Wait.
Than 2 liter.
Coke is, makes my teeth stick together.
I can't tell the difference.
It's going to be harder the more you drink both of them.
All right. Because I have no idea which one's which.
Yeah, you fucked with our palate so much.
We had half Coke, half Pepsi sitting.
And you know what? I knew something was up with that second group. Because they just were too similar.
You were too excited about it.
No, the first one I was excited.
All right, what have we learned?
That Danny's a fucking asshole. And that this is boring radio.
All right, well, let's just do something totally different here. I have an idea. This is a new challenge. Shadi, you have to wear a blindfold for this challenge also. Okay? You are in for the podcast. You're on the Chris and Danny hot seat. We have a whole nother challenge. So where's that blindfold,
Chris?
I
don't like this.
Anytime someone's here, are they officially on the hot seat or only sometimes?
You might...
Unclear.
You might be here... Far fewer times.
Undecided. let's get the blindfold again.
I don't like this.
Chatty, you have to participate. This is going to make a good podcast radio show. All right.
Is Shadi going to be happy about this?
No, not at all. He is going to hate this.
Is he going to hate us?
He might, but I promise that we will both. We're going to do exactly what he's going to do.
All right. What do you mean?
All right. What we're doing is the Chris and Danny pee smelling challenge. You have to decide whose pee is whose by smelling our pee.
No, I can't do this.
Why?
Because I don't want to smell the pee.
Why? What?
Why?
Come on. You...
Shadi, we've been storing our pee secretly for weeks in Coke bottles.
Uh-huh. Are you serious?
It smells like pee mixed with Coke.
Keep the blindfold
Basically,
on.
We're Chinese.
Wait. Are you guys serious?
Yes. Totally
Did serious. You hear what I said about us being Chinese?
Wait, what was the joke?
I said we've been storing our pee in Coke bottles.
That's actually true.
Well, it started because Brian gets up and for some reason...
Wait, just listen. This is a true story.
This is for real. This wasn't a joke at first. Brian, for some reason, always takes his morning shower right about the time I want to take my morning pee. So I can't get into the bathroom.
So Chris just started peeing into a Coke bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
So then I smelled it one time, and it smelled...
I don't know why he smelled it one time.
We decided to...
That's a twist. I don't know. Understand.
You know how when we clean out
our...
No, do not take off the blindfold.
Why does he have to wear a blindfold? He's not going to know the look of our pee.
That's true.
Okay, look.
Okay, so anyway, I smelled Chris's pee, and it smelled horrible. It smelled... But it also smelled slightly like cherry Coke because it was a cherry Coke bottle.
Okay.
Well, it's a regular Coke bottle. I can't explain the cherry.
Thing to say for the next podcast episode?
No, this is it.
Because it's going to be a different guest.
You are doing this, right? You're not getting out of it.
I'm not going to guess or smell.
Well, you don't have to guess. Just smell it.
And are we going to smell it?
I'll tell you what. I will give you $100 if you can guess whose pee is who. And you have a 50-50
chance. It's
like
they're both Chris, right?
50, no, they're not. Well, then if they
they're
are,
Pepsi.
You have a 50-50 chance.
No matter what, you have 50-50 chance.
Right. I don't want to smell your pee.
Come on, Shadi. Play along. We're on a podcast. Do the... You just smell our pee for crying out loud.
Shadi, don't be a jerk. Smell our pee.
Seriously. Jesus Christ. We go out of our way. We
Listen,
invite
yeah.
you.
Not like we're
we
gonna
go
be...
out of our way to do to get Pepsi Let and Coke ask. So you can do the Pepsi Coke challenge. Now we want to do a challenge that we want and you refuse to do it.
So yeah. It's not like we're going to be peeing and you have to smell the stream as it goes by. We already peed in
a
cup.
Yeah.
That sounds even worse. This is like old pee. That's
yeah, funny. It is. But it's been well preserved.
Exactly.
All right, how about this? I bet you guys can't guess your own.
I guarantee I can guess whose is whose because
we'll do
I
it
haven't
also.
Peed because mine isn't in a Coke bottle. I shouldn't have given that away.
Shit. Put it in a Coke bottle.
Okay. Come on, Shadi. Just smell our pee. It'll be good radio.
I really don't want to smell your pee.
We know you don't want to smell our pee. There's no chance we thought you might want to smell
Chris,
pee.
You keep him occupied. I'm going to get the pee.
All right.
Where are your pee?
I already told you, it's under the sink, where I always keep it. Actually, this got really bad because...
Oh, God, there's a whole lot of pee.
Oh, man, I don't even know.
It doesn't matter how much there is. You have to drink it. You just have to smell the odors coming from it.
No, I'm going to throw up on your bed. Right?
What are the chunks? I don't remember chunks.
Look at the bottom. I'm going to leave the studio.
I didn't know it was with pulp.
I'm going to look at the bottom. If you open that, I'm going to make you smell up your room.
Oh, God!
You will not be able to
It's my
there,
pee, and I'm grossed out, man.
I really will spill it. This is dangerous. This is like where you need shots before you do this. This is really unhealthy.
Like, you need a Bacardi or a vodka?
No, you need, like, you need to go to the hospital and get shots before.
I'm going
to
open it up and smell it.
I'm smelling it in your room.
Don't spill it. I'm going to smell it just to show you.
Hang on. If you're really gonna do this,
I'm not gonna make you do anything. Jay.
Okay, but if you're really gonna do this, you should put the blindfold on and you should do both and see if you can guess. Because there's no point in just smelling it. You might as well do the test.
All right,
I'll do the test. I'll get my pee. Hang on.
That's really like this is dangerous.
You think it's dangerous?
Well, it doesn't look like pee anymore. That's not good.
Did you at least clean up?
Hang on, Johnny.
All right, put it down. Put it over there.
I will spill it on you if you move. Do not move. This is a cup. It will be spilled on you.
Do not spill it on me.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Don't.
I won't. What I want you to do, I promise nothing bad will happen. You're not going to smell this. You're not going to. All I want you to do is feel this. It's just still warm.
Oh,
and
God.
You're only touching a cup. You're
what?
Only touching
That's
a
worse
cup.
Than smelling.
You're only okay. touching a cup.
What happens?
Oh, I've got an idea.
Then I'll do the smell challenge. That's
okay,
it. I just
on,
want you
on.
To feel how good
okay,
it's
put
still
the
warm.
Cup down. I'll touch the side of the cup. You put the blindfold on. Chris will make sure that I do.
Please, okay. No pee then, spilling in my room. I mean, in the studio. It's going to be hard, though, because one's in a cup and one's
right.
in a Coke.
Ooh, I've got an idea. Hold on. Before we do this,
okay.
let me know what you think about this idea. Instead of smelling the pee, Shuddy has to dip a finger in each pee. And just texture alone, he has to guess whose pee belongs to who.
Well, there's, like, chunks in yours.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, how about this?
That's true.
Shoddy, I will take a sip of both of our pee.
Oh,
if
God!
If you do the smell challenge.
And
I
you'll swallow it?
God, I will swallow it.
Oh, my God!
Pee is sterile. That's true. Pee is sterile. I will not die from this. I will take a drink
no,
of both
I
of our pee.
I don't want you to do that. No.
I want him to do that. What do I have to do to get you to drink pee?
No, I think that's bad. I think that's really bad.
It is, probably.
Okay, so I'm going to do the pee smelling challenge.
All right, but you're going to know it's a 2-liter.
Whatever.
All right, we've been tossed around a lot of ideas. So basically, Danny's blindfolded now. He's going to take turns smelling his and my pee in a cup, and he's going to try to guess
whose
pee is.
I'm going to plug my ear so you can put it up to my nose.
Can I use that cup, Shoddy, so that he doesn't know it's in a bottle?
Actually, you know what? Just get an extra cup. Go downstairs and get an extra cup.
Wait, hang on. Don't move your feet.
Okay.
Do not move.
Why? What will happen?
You're going to kick it over.
You have to feel. Shoddy, did you expect this, by the way, when you came over for the Coke and Pepsi challenge?
No,
that you might be smelling pee?
No.
All right, I think Chris is coming back with an extra cup. So, Chris, now you're going to pour your pee into a cup, right?
That's right.
You should do that over a sink, maybe, I think, instead of in here.
All right, Danny, I feel like you should back up a little bit. You're poised to kick it over.
Well, move it. You have to touch it at some point anyway.
All right, I'm going to move it.
Okay, move it right now, because I'm far away from the mic.
Where am I putting this?
I don't know, but feel how warm it is.
Danny, do you want ice? God. It's my pee, but it's fucking horrible.
All right. So you know which is.
Smell this from curiosity's sake.
Wait. How are you gonna know which is?
Shoddy, you know which one's yours. Chris, you never let go of yours. Okay.
Yeah.
You both are gonna have one in your hand, and you're gonna put one in front of my
nose.
Okay. He know. Okay.
You know which is which, right, yes. Chris? Okay.
Let's do this quick. This
okay,
is
wait, 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 wait. Keep them away from each other so they don't...
Yeah. Put one in front of my nose. Tell me when it's there.
Smell.
I'm going to take a deep whiff. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Oh, God!
I think I'm going to throw up.
Here, we need a bucket.
That was hang number on. One.
Hang on.
It was not Coke mixed with okay, Pepsi. Hang on, I hang guarantee. Hang on, hang
on. Here, Danny.
Just hand it to me. I'll smell it. Just hand it to me. No, hand it to me, please, because I don't right. like you doing this.
Here, hold this bag if you need to.
Hand me this. No, because then one
yours
warm.
Is warmer.
Yeah, that's
I have to do it.
Don't hand it to me.
Okay, cup Danny. Number two. Okay.
Hold this bag if you
I'll
need
tell
it.
You, I'll tell you when. Ready?
Okay.
Smell.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
Danny's just vomiting into
number two
bag.
Is Chris's. Number two is Chris's. It you're, smells so much worse.
You're right.
Oh God!
That was mine.
It's just because it's older. I could tell it's just. Oh God, that was horrible, Chris. You have to smell them.
I'm thinking I've already smelled mine.
Take a deep take a deep whip.
Oh, no! Deep whip.
That was not deep.
That was
Chris.
Deep.
A deep one. I took deep whiffs. Oh, good.
God.
I think I vomited in this bag a little bit.
Oh, I'm done. Ah, what do we do with this pee?
Yeah, I don't know. Pour it in the toilet.
That makes sense.
Seems reasonable.
No, Shoddy, you have to smell one. Wait, just take a small whiff of Chris's, please. Hang on, Shoddy, please just take a small whiff.
Why are you
of
talking?
I want because we've lost track of the fact that we're doing a podcast because we got caught up in the pee smelling.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoddy, just one small whiff.
No,
of,
that seemed horrible.
Yeah, but we did it.
It was horrible.
Come on,
what does that mean?
That's the spirit of the podcast.
No, this is the spirit of Shoddy. You knew this was going to happen.
I can't believe you didn't do it. Okay, then you have I to can. Smell my throw-up in this bag. It's a bag full of fries that Shoddy brought
what?
From the Hat Burger, and I threw up in it. But I didn't throw up much.
You got to do it.
Oh, wow, Brian, a surprise guest. Hang on, Chris, don't pour him. Don't pour him.
No, he's...
Have you poured them all already, Chris?
No.
Brian, Brian just showed up. We're going to have Brian do the Danny and Chris piecemealing challenge. Brian, sit down.
You're just in time.
What, sit down. Sit down.
What portion I stumbled upon?
If you need to
sit down, you're doing the Danny and Chris piecemealing challenge. First,
what
blind,
are you do
blindfold.
No.
I thought you said he's going to
I'm not doing it.
Blindfold. Well, me and Chris both did it.
I got to know who's who. But
Did you really throw up in this bag?
Yes. Come on, Brian.
Afterwards, you're going to smell the bag.
All right.
Hand me my
feet. You know, I dreamt about this. Thing.
All right, Brian, get up close to the mic.
Wait, do you still know?
Yeah, I know. Is there a vomit bucket?
Yeah, hang on. There's a vomit bag. Hold this bag.
I don't want to vomit, though. What the...
You probably
won't. I don't want to smell pee either.
I don't want to smell vomit either.
We're going to hold one in
front of your... Can I have a fresh bag?
Hold one in front of your face. Can I get...
He's bobbing his head around like...
Don't hold that bag by the bottom.
It's got a lot of weight to it.
No, there's fries also.
There's fries. It's not all vomit.
Yeah, but they were in Danny's stomach originally.
I don't want to... All right. We're going to hold one in front of your face right now. You're going to smell it, and then you're going to get the next one. Okay, take a
and
big whiff.
You got to take a big
what's
whiff.
The thrill?
Just do it. Here,
you'll
Chris,
know
go.
When you find out. Yeah. Cut number one.
Cut number one. Ready?
You didn't smell it. Don't move your head. Keep your head still.
I don't trust you.
Trust us.
I don't want to sip it.
It's right here. Brian, put your hand up. Put your hand up. Brian, put your hand up. Okay, grab the cup. Okay. Take a deep whiff.
That just got into dry heat. So that can't be Danny. No, it can't be.
Johnny, why are you missing out on this fun?
All right. Cup number two. Reach out, grab it. Right by the top. Right by the top. Whoa. Right there.
Well, this one's warm. This is nice and warm. Why do I need to blindfold tonight? might not know.
Or the obvious.
You know that you can tell me and Chris is pee
by visual?
Well, if you saw it earlier, you
can tell.
This has been what do you say, Brian?
What am I supposed to do here?
You're supposed to guess which pee is whose.
They're both horrid. Let me think. I think you're holding each other's pee.
I gave them both to Danny. None of us. I didn't hold any of them.
So who's you? Which number one? Who's do you think number one was? Jeez, I can smell the pee while I'm holding it here.
Well, of course you can.
I do smell Chris's pee on a normal occasion. Every
day. We don't have to go into that.
I'm going to say number one was Chris's pee.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Wow. Brian, pass the
plus,
pee
Danny's
challenge.
Pee was warm.
What if I got it wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah, drink pee.
You have to drink pee. I told Shoddy I would drink a little sip of both peas if he would take the pee, the smell challenge, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
Man, you should have.
You
if Brian refused, then you would have offered.
I know. You should have refused, so you could have gotten a drink pee.
I wouldn't even let you do that.
Wow. Well, this has been a very, very special episode of the Chris and Danny podcast. And just to recap again, Shoddy and Chris both passed the Pepsi Coke challenge on the third try. When we finally,
on the first
well,
real
on
try.
The first real try.
Why couldn't I take that test?
Showed up earlier. And then, did you win the... Oh, you didn't do the challenge. I got it right. Me and Brian and I both passed the Danny and Chris P challenge.
All right. Hey.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
all right, so, well, we're out of time, Chris. Do you have anything to say? Chris is emptying pee into the toilets right now. We're going to end the Danny and Chris podcast, so we'll see you next time on the Chris and Danny podcast.
Well, them podcast boys sure got themselves in a heap of trouble this time. Smelling pee. Lord almighty, what kind of trouble will they scare up next week? I tell you, that Shoddy Belaski, his face was redder than a catfish on a campfire. And old crawdaddy Brian Hunter, he should pick the wrong time to mosey on into the recording studio. When will you learn, crawdaddy? I'll wager he'll think twice next time. Or maybe he'll bring his lucky horseshoe with him if he knows what for. Well, I guess that's about all the time we have. It's best we saddle up and ride on down the podcast trail.